Sandra LaForest is a caseworker and a community services worker with the Salvation Army in Peace River. She joins us on the line today. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. It's been actually a while since the radio station and the Salvation Army have got together for a chat. I ask, how are things?
Good. Thanks for having me. Things are busy. Things are very, very busy here at the Salvation Army Food Bank in Peace River. We have all of our Christmas programs up and running, and we're preparing for Christmas, and intake has been climbing consistently. So it's just been busy. We are on the ground running.
How tough has it been this year, especially heading into Christmas, because of what's going on?
It's tough. It's the people are hurting. The people in the community are hurting. They have, you know, like, their bills are climbing because it's now winter, and their heaters are on, and power is higher, and everything is just higher, and now they have to worry about Christmas and holidays and all of those things for their children and their families, and it's stressful, and they just don't know what to do. So, you know, we are trying to help as best we can to take some of that stress off of families.
Lots of help is coming from the Salvation Army, including Christmas programs that are now underway. What are some of the programs that are up and running?
Well, we have coats for kids. So any families that need winter gear for their children, they're more than welcome to come on Food Bank Days, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and take a look at coats to see if we have anything that will fit their children. Every child gets outfitted with one outfit if we have the size they need. We also have our Toys for Tots program is running. Registration for that and the Christmas hampers are also on the go. We are only doing registrations, though, until the 29th. So if you need help this Christmas, please come in and get registered. And then, of course, you know, my end of the world here is kettles. Our Christmas kettles campaign is going. We're up and running. Really struggling this year, especially in November, with getting volunteers to man the kettles, the stands, and if we don't have somebody that can stand with the kettle, we can't have that kettle out. So, and that is what funds our Christmas and funds our food bank for the year. So we definitely need the help of those that are able.
Yeah, I was going to mention, that was actually my next question here, Sandra. How much are volunteers and donations needed for this year?
It is. The need is great. The need is very great. I have four kettles, for example, I have four kettles out, and for the past two weekends, only two of them have been able to be manned, and not for full days either, just for, you know, partial days. So, I mean, it does get better in December. The last week before Christmas, the 16th until the 21st, we do every single day, and I have lots of openings that week. So if anybody is interested in ringing some bells, singing some carols, please reach out.
How confident are you that the community and the area are going to step up to the plate this year, help out with the Salvation Army, and bring the donations and bring the volunteering in?
I'm fairly confident. We have a wonderful community here. And, you know, even though there are lots struggling, there's also lots that care and lots that want to help out. So, and we have seen that through this year. We have struggled this year with clients' intake going up. You know, like, our shelves have been empty, and we've had to reach out to the community multiple times. And you know what? They have answered the call every time. And we are so, so grateful for everybody's help.
Now, I know this is a bit of a self-plug here, but Stuff a Bus at the radio station is happening next Friday, and the Salvation Army is helping out with that. Mighty Peace Power Sports is also helping out with that. How happy are you to have these programs up and running to say, hey, we can help out too?
We're very excited to help out the families that need, and to relieve some of that Christmas stress. We do definitely need those donations, though, to continue these programs and to reach all of the families in need. Like I said, the families are growing, And we want to be able to help as many as we possibly can.
Is it safe to say, Sandra, please let this Christmas be merry for everyone?
Yeah, that's correct. That's a good way to put it.
Sandra LaForest is a caseworker and community services worker with the Salvation Army in Peace River. Sandra, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. We greatly appreciate everything you do for us.